Hey there, low tide in Twilight fans. It's your favorite fangirl back with another exciting episode of our favorite manhwa. Chapter 19 had some heartwarming moments that made us all smile and laugh. So let's dive right in. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest and wildest yaoi podcast on the planet. Get ready to fan yourself because things are about to get steamy. That's right, it's time for Zeal Fujoshi, the show that's all about yaoi manga. I am Cece, your host, the ultimate Fujoshi, who's always on the hunt for the hottest and juiciest and most thrilling yaoi manga out there. I've read it all, and I'm not afraid to share my honest and unfiltered thoughts with you. From sweet and romantic love stories to spicy and steamy tales, I got you covered. My reviews are not only informative, but also hilarious. So you can expect to laugh your socks off while I spill the tea on your favorite yaoi manga. But before we start, this podcast is explicit. We'll be discussing mature themes, explicit themes, and all things that makes yaoi manga so delicious. So if you're not comfortable with that, it's probably best you tune out now. Let's get one thing clear though. Spoiler alert, I am not afraid to dish out spoilers. So if you haven't read the manga we're talking about, you might want to skip this episode. But if you're brave enough to join us, we promise to make it worth your while. If you're ready to join us on this spicy adventure, grab a cold drink and a cozy blanket and get ready to join me on this wild ride of passion, laughter, and all things yaoi. Welcome to Zeal Fujoshi. The chapter starts off with Ae-young, the adorable little kid crying because he lost a tooth. He's so worried and thinks he's going to die, which is just so cute for words. Ae-young being the caring and supportive older brother that he is reassures Ae-young that it's perfectly normal for kids to lose their teeth and that they'll grow back stronger than ever. Aw, how sweet is that? Ae-young is so happy and excited to be like his Yoon, and it warms our hearts. But then we see Taiju watching from afar, and he's really taking notice of Ae-young's kindness and love towards Ae-young. He's seeing a side of Ae-young that he hasn't seen before, but it's making him think twice about his plans to take down Ae-young. He sees that Ae-young is capable of laughing wholeheartedly and enjoying himself, and he's touched by it. It's amazing how much a little kid's tooth loss can reveal about a person's character, isn't it? So Taiju decides to invite Ae-young out for drinks, but instead of going to a bar, they just go outside the house. But before they do, Taiju notices that Ae-young is only wearing a hoodie, but it's really cold outside. Being the gentleman that he is, Taiju offers his puffy coat to Ae-young so he can stay warm. Aww, how sweet is that? Taiju may have a tough exterior, but he's got a soft spot for Ae-young after all. As they walk, they chat about life and work, and Ae-young even cracks a joke that makes Taiju laugh. It's a rare moment of lightheartedness and connection between the two men. And we can't help but feel hopeful that maybe they can find a way to get along and even become more than friends. But then, Ae-young notices that Taiju was watching him and Ae-young earlier, and it kind of kills the mood for him. He starts to feel uneasy, like Taiju has an ulterior motive for being nice to him. And maybe he does, who knows? We'll have to wait to see what happens next. And with that, we have to end this episode of Low Tide in Twilight. Join us next time for more drama, romance, and heartwarming moments. Thanks for listening. Attention to all yaoi manga lovers out there. Are you a talented individual with a passion for all things Fujoshi? If so, Zeal Fujoshi wants you. We're on the hunt for a team member to join our passionate and hilarious crew. If you have a knack for reviewing yaoi manga, a love for all things spicy and steamy, and a desire to share your opinion with the world, then we want to hear from you. Join our team and help us spread the Fujoshi spirit to all corners of the world. Whether you're a writer, editor, or a social media guru, we want your talent and expertise to take Zild Fujoshi to the next level. So, if you're ready to embark on this exciting journey with us, reach out to us in the description below and let's make magic happen. Join the Zild Fujoshi team today. Let's show the world what the Fujoshi spirit is all about. And that's a wrap. Fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshis, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Zild Fujoshi, where we dished out all the hottest and juiciest yaoi manga. Remember to follow me on social media, where I share even more yaoi goodness and behind-the-scenes content. And if you're loving the manga I am reviewing, don't forget to support the author, creator, by purchasing their work and spreading the word to your fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshi friends. Thanks for tuning in, Zild Fujoshi, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, keep the Fujoshi spirit alive.